in that little 2.5 minutes, she must have given us 5 or 6. Here's something to think about. Here's a tool. Here's an exercise. Here's a game. Here's a thought. So I love that.
Yeah, that.
Well, hello, hello, everybody.
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon. Goodness. Good evening. Whichever it is.
Out of all, yes to that, Grace, thank you. I didn't mean to ignore your salutations.
But you were distracted by the music.
Yes, I was instantly...
taken to...
frustrated. Instantly angry. Something about it. It's like old-timey piano...
Western Disney, bar.
Well, yeah.
Order a sarsaparilla.
Yeah. It's fun.
I guess. To me, it's like I'm walking at Disneyland through the. I just paid way too much money to be at a super crowded
and your churro
amusement.
Fell on the
my
ground.
Churro fell on the ground. My $13 churro fell on the ground. My grandkids are grumbling and crying, and my wife doesn't understand why I didn't want to come. And this music's playing in the
this
background.
This is the happiest place on earth.
Yes, it is not. Oh gosh! All right, producer Chris, you gotta kill that music.
All right. Let's make Kurt happy again. What's going to make you happy?
Do I need therapy?
Do you need therapy for music therapy?
This is your therapy.
It is?
Being with us.
Just get it out. Because
I don't feel good right now.
That's true. This is a safe place, Kurt. Okay, you can be your real self.
You're not like suppressing anything. You're not repressing stuff.
My blood pressure is legitimately elevated after hearing that music.
I know what's going to help. I know what's going to help you. Do you want to hear what's going to help?
Please, I need help.
So if you are feeling like Kurt and you're in a place where you're like, I just need to get out of this funk because something just triggered me and put me into this funk, all you need is 2 minutes. 2 minutes, and you watch one of these two-minute parenting tips that we're in the middle of the series watching and reacting to ourselves. And
feel better.
I can't guarantee it, but I will bet you will feel better because they are just such golden nuggets. Okay. It's short. It's sweet.
Okay.
It just gives you a little gift of something you could think about during the day that's very positive and uplifting.
True. I appreciate
so we should try
that.
This.
That's good.
We should watch and see how you feel after.
We will try it because, as always, Kurt Johnston, the amazing Grace Yoon, producer Chris, are on Purpose Parents Podcast. We're glad you're here. This is episode 3. This is the midpoint of our 5-week episode where we're taking a look at a 2-minute tip together. And then Grace and I are just kind of sharing our thoughts. You can go deeper into our YouTube page. Mm-hmm. If you're already there, you can go to our website, onpurposeparents.com. And there are lots and lots and lots of these 2-minute tips.
Yes.
To lighten your load.
For every time you're in a little mood that you need a pick me up.
There you go. A little funk buster.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's watch this episode's 2-minute tip.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I'm a grandparent, and this is my 2-minute tip. If you have a shy or introverted child, you know how hard it is to get them to reach out or start a conversation or to try to meet new friends or even to make eye contact sometimes. A fun way to encourage them is to play a game each day and challenge them to meet one new person or to learn one new thing about someone they already know. So when you are catching up on the day, whether that is in the car, on the way home from school, or when they walk in the door, they know each day that you will ask, "So who did you meet new today? Or what did you learn about someone else?" This can be a teacher, a friend's parents, or another student. If they know they're going to be asked, they will be more intentional about meeting someone new or learning something new about a friend. This is so good to help kids know how to have a conversation, although it may be uncomfortable. Even if they are not shy or introverted, we still need to teach them this because it doesn't come natural to us. It might help to have them order their own food at a restaurant when they're younger, or go to the counter to ask for something when they need something at a restaurant. This is hard for some kids, so start slow and make it fun. Encourage them when they do it. It is important for kids to know if they go to their friend's house that they need to thank the parents for having them over or for lunch or for the ride or whatever it might be. We want our kids to make eye contact with people and to be able to carry on a conversation. You can even role play with them and make it fun as you are, as you're teaching them. You can switch roles and let them be the friend or the adult, and they are the ones starting the conversation. The important thing is to make it fun. Another good question to ask them is, where did you see God today? This is great to teach them God is with them always, and they can reach out to Him at any time. You can also share with them where you saw God working in your day. Make the time you have with your grandkids or your kids fun, but also a learning time. Let them know you will be praying for them during the day. Enjoy the time, because they'll be grown before you know it.
Okay, we're back. Grace, did you notice something that was missing from the previous two episodes coming out of the video break?
Producer Chris has thoughtfully decided not to trigger you anymore with that music. But let me ask
you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Producer Chris.
How are you feeling right now after being graced by Liz Puffer's wonderful 2 minutes of her presence?
Well, we know Liz Puffer, and Liz Puffer is one of the greatest human beings. And you cannot be in her presence or even under the influence of a video of hers without feeling a little bit better.
That's true.
She's so kind. She's so wise. Mm-hmm. She's a wonderful mom and grandma.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel
better. Oh, yeah. Experiment success.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you, Liz. Here's something that jumped. I watched that 2 minute tip, mm-hmm. and one of the first things that came to mind is, for a lot of us who maybe have had shyer children, that can very easily get into this weird, like, I live vicariously through my kid. And so how my kid is viewed by people, that's how I'm viewed by people. Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to view me weird because my child isn't looking in the eye and isn't super outgoing, and they're holding onto my leg when they walk into a room and what's going on, and it reflects on me.
Yes.
And the natural response for so many parents is to not get it, mm-hmm. especially if you're an outgoing parent. I'm an outgoing parent, right? So I don't really, kind of in my soul, I don't really understand shyness that much.
I can see that. Why don't you just talk?
Just talk. Just talk.
It's not that hard.
You're in a room full of people who love you, and you're going
Open
shy.
Your mouth.
I don't get it. And that, I think, is a very natural and unfortunately really dismissive approach to dealing with our shy kids. So I love that Liz, in that little 2.5 minutes, she must have given us 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. Here's something to think about. Here's a tool. Here's an exercise. Here's a game. Mm-hmm. Here's a thought. So I love that.
Yeah, that what you just how you phrase that for us, Kurt, is so actually, I think, so deep, because you're hitting on something that I think we as parents often do, which is live vicariously through our kids and or use people's reactions to our kids as a measure of our own self-worth. And when we tie those things together, that's not healthy. And it also makes us put unfair expectations on our kids. I can tell you I've done this, and my parent friends have done this. When our kids are not acting what we think is the acceptable social way, we find ourselves making excuses. Oh, you know, she was really tired last night. She's normally not like this. Normally she's great. Please don't judge me and think I'm a bad parent or think my child is less. You know, that's like the underlying anxiety that can come out. And so one thing that I really appreciated about what Liz said was, in the midst of that anxiousness and feeling of pressure and judgment, that teaching our kids to do something that might be a little bit scary for them and or trigger our own insecurities can be a fun thing. Mm. And not just that it can be a fun thing. She said several times throughout the video, like, have fun. And it just was kind of peppered throughout her 2 minute tip. But I actually think that's a really profound advice. There are a lot of studies that say if you are bored out of your mind at school, you have a really hard time remembering or retaining anything anyone is telling you, because your brain is just, it's like sleeping. It's like shut off. But when you hear a speaker who's funny, maybe threw in some jokes, you're like activated. Yeah. And you can actually, if your emotional state is positive, retain information and memorize things better. There are studies that actually show that.
Right.
And so I think that's just a really great reminder for me that in the midst of trying to get our kids to do all the things that we want them to do, whatever standard that we may be having in our minds, don't forget to have fun.
Right.
One example, and it's not exactly related, but it's top of my mind because I just finished reading this book called Born to Run. And it's about, it's a true kind of narrative of a description of this author who studied this Mexican tribe called the Tarahumara, who have honed this ability to run for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles without rest or injury. So their tribe, it just actually runs for like 24 hours. And so but they're not like, they don't have plantar fasciitis and all of these other right. runners' knee injuries that they have. And so this author is trying to discover their secrets. Like, how do they?
It's got to be the shoes.
So they also run
barefoot.
Barefoot slash with like very thin sandals. Mm. So that's a whole other section in the book. But one of the things that he said he discovered, and this, there's a lot of other things that this book talks about, but this one I thought was, this reminded me of Liz's 2-minute tip, is that he writes this, is that was the real secret of the Tarahumara. They'd never forgotten what it felt like to love running. They remembered that running was mankind's first fine art, our original act of inspired creation. And around this quote, they were talking about, when you're a kid, you're running around, you're having fun, you will naturally run. Like, you just see kids running around in circles, and they're having fun.
Right.
As adults, I don't know, do you like running?
I hate it worse than I hate old-timey piano music.
It would make you even more grumpy than it did this morning?
Exponentially more grumpy.
Yeah, so there's certain things that we just are like, I don't like doing this. It's not fun.
Right.
But part of this author's point was they actually, the way that a kid loves running around, just free form, that if you can retain the love of doing something, it becomes less painful. So maybe you have a child who's super introverted and it's this painful, like trying to get them to talk, and you guys are just miserable. The parents are miserable. The child is miserable. If you can just take a step back and say, let's take a deep breath.
Yep.
And what's one thing we can make this fun? How can, and Liz mentioned, like, why don't we role play? How can we role play in like a funny way?
Right.
Like, I'm going to be a stranger. And, you know, in the safety of your own home, you can bring some levity to the situation while actually teaching them social interaction skills. Right. Like, you can think, what's one skill I want my child to learn in this social interaction? And how can we make it fun, like a game? And she mentioned that too, like, it's like a game. Like, I'm going to ask you this question at the end of the day. And it may be different for your family, but whatever it is, that kid, make it fun. So Sam and I have definitely done a lot of silly role playing where we're like act in character and, you know, say, no, now it's your turn. Now it's my turn. And sometimes we'll even say, okay, now do it like a bad way. Do it where it's like super embarrassing. But part of that, while you're having fun, is still building real skills. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the last point for me that I appreciated about this 2-minute tip is teaching your kids to learn how to interact with others is a teachable skill.
Right.
Too often, I think we just dismiss it based on personality. Oh, Kurt is so extroverted. He's a natural gifted speaker, which you are. And so I might just be like, well, of course, he will be someone that can talk to people.
Right.
But for me, I get nervous. I'm anxious. And so it's just not for me. Right. I'm just not going to connect with people. I'm not going to try. And as a child, you might be thinking that too. Oh, if you hear your parents just say, oh, she's shy, he's shy, then you'll be like, yep, I'm shy, then I don't talk to people. But just remembering, no, it's a skill you can build. It may be an uncomfortable skill, more for an introverted person than an extroverted initially, but you can learn it and you could have fun while learning it. And it's a valuable tool to teach your kids.
I love that. And I'm just going to say yes, and I think this is complementary to what you're saying, Grace, not in opposition. Yes to all of that. And there are different personality types.
Yeah.
And some of us are more naturally outgoing. And the goal of a parent isn't to make your child what you are.
Yes.
Right? Or to make your child what you think they should be. It's to really recognize and celebrate that God, in his infinite wisdom, the Bible says he knit us together in our mother's womb, right? We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Like, God put intentionality and design into how our brains function and collectively as humans, but then individually, your brain functions differently than mine. And that we need to celebrate that. And so it's like, how do we help our introverted, more naturally shy child be more comfortable in situations, be a little bit less shy without somehow communicating how God wired you isn't good, right? Because it's okay. It's okay to be an introvert.
It's a great
And it's
point.
Okay not to be the class clown. And it's okay to be a little bit cautious in large crowds.
Absolutely.
Right? How do you, so what we want to do is maybe we don't want to change their personalities. We want to give them tools and build confidence to be the very best version of who God created them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're saying, the same, you know, we're saying the same thing. And Liz was saying, I think the same thing. So there you go, parents, how to help your child. What was the topic?
What was the title?
Well, speak up,
But and ultimately, like you're saying, how to help your child have meaningful connections in their personality, in their way. How can they connect with somebody else and be interdependent as they grow up?
There
part of our mission.
There we go, everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy
this music. Don't get stressed. Take deep breaths, Kurt. And we'll see you next time, everybody.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, folks.